Okay, today is the rundown. It is November 2nd. I know that because I'm going to the Breeders' Cup. 2 days, very excited. Shout out to me. It is brought to you by, I gotta be honest, can we pan to what these savages are going on over here? I don't know if we can get this.
It's wild.
But vintage Barstool Life, we're working, we're doing the rundown.
The raccoons are in the garbage right
now.
That's what's going on.
Shake Shack for everybody, which is nuts. Once you start eating Shake Shack at lunch, that's how you get fat as fuck.
I can see Glennie's already eyeing my sandwich.
Like, oh, Glennie's fine. My burger is absolutely gone. 100%.
We have everybody eating Shake Shack. The smell is like
so good.
Absolutely wafting into our face.
Smells so good.
I got a salad.
Don't go near my sandwich, Glennie.
I got a salad, and it's like, oh, you had a salad. No one tell me we're doing Shake Shack.
The cheese fries.
Oh, you did. Yeah,
the cheese sauce, I could take a bath in that.
That's tough.
Let's get through this.
And not to be like, we have three like skinny pretty girls all just fucking digging in, which I don't understand how they do that. Maybe you get older.
Skinny shaming.
It's nuts. Shouldn't you, if you start eating Shake Shack at lunch on what is today? Wednesday? That is a bad precedent to set for life. Shake Shack is not our sponsor. The sponsor is the Normal brand, which I'm wearing Normal brand. It's just normal dudes. Just normal dudes wearing normal clothes.
It's normal.
That's what it is. Just common man for the common man. Normal.
Normal guys.
Little
normal.
Zip up. I don't hate it. Normal guys being normal. Go to normalbrand.com. Put in the code RUNDOWN, 15% off. And just be a normal fucking dude. Just be a normal dude doing normal stuff.
That's my
wearing
motto.
Normal
just
clothes.
Be normal.
Those Sauconys aren't normal.
They're Sauconys, though. Sauconys are kind of normal.
Sauconys are kind of normal. World Series. Danny Boyle will be back tonight to watch it live. Yesterday was a blowout. The first inning, you drop that pup up, it's over from there. I will say, though, everyone freaking out about this being tied. I mean, the Cubs were minus 150 for all those. They were a heavy favorite last night. Tonight has always been the game. If they got to game six, it was always going to game seven because that Pat.
Once they won game five, it was going to game seven.
Totally. So tonight, I don't think anybody. Tonight, buckle up. You got to think the Indians are favored because of Kluber pitching tonight, but it's pretty much a toss-up. We will be Facebook Live with the delay. So this is on purpose. So how we're going to watch this game in this office tonight, we won't have any phones, anything. If something happens, you can tune in, see Dan's reaction. I mean, been there, done that as a Red Sox fan, waiting since 1918.
Fuck you guys.
Huge.
The Cubs are going to win the fucking World Series.
I don't think they are.
I mean,
this is classic.
What's your deal with an Indians hat?
I'm a St. Louis guy, so fuck the Cubs.
Okay, makes sense.
Right. So, I mean, I'm anti-Cubs. I've been watching this my whole life, and it's going to be vintage Cubbies when they get to Game 7. They're on the tear. They got all the momentum, and they're going to come running right into Kluber.
That is true. That's like what
would happen to the Cubs. Classic Cubs.
But,
I mean, it's going to be perfect story.
But you are fucking with Cleveland, who's like right behind the Cubs.
It isn't classic. I'm going to digress here for a second. It isn't classic Cubs. Clearly, you have Bartman and the GOAT. The difference, though, between like the Red Sox and the Cubs, theoretically, one way, like the Red Sox, that was the Red Sox. You get right to the brink, and they get your heart broken, whether it was the Yankees, the ball. The Cubs traditionally just never are there.
Right, but I think now this will be classic Cubs. This will be just adding to the legend.
Right, but you understand it's not classic Cubs if it's never happened, really.
So it will be classic Cubs. I'm preparing for classic Cubs.
All right, we just have a difference on what classic like half.
Classic Cubs. Classic Cubs is not winning the World Series fucking ever, and that's what he's
classic
expecting.
Cubs being 40 games out by the All-Star break, not getting to the World Series and getting your heart ripped out. That's not really. That used to be Red Sox.
Okay, fair.
So we just got to stop calling it classic. It's
okay,
not,
I'll come up with a new word.
Okay. By the end of the
soon to be classic.
Yeah.
Soon to be.
New Cubs. The new Cubs.
It honestly could be because the Cubs are going to probably be pretty good for a little while.
Last year, it kind of was that. This year could definitely be.
Yeah, last year wasn't because you guys annihilated them. So,
but they were a better team. Like, they were. That was. It's basically the same team.
Yeah, they couldn't hit, though. Moving on. And again, Facebook Live tonight. I think it starts at 7:45. We're going to be the whole game. How I would watch Facebook Live. And I've seen a lot of debate on this, whether we're stupid, blah, this, that. Hopefully the thing fucking works. Is watch the game on TV. And then you get to see like Dan live and die, whether it's a home run he cheers or a home run that breaks his balls. You can go watch the reactions. That's how I think. That's what you made famous with watching you die on live television. One of the all-time bars.
It worked the best for a game seven or what I had, which was basically a game seven. Because either you win or you lose.
Yeah, and the devastation is the highest.
Right.
And you can feel it.
Right, but even my point being, when he won the other day, it was like, well, you won, but you're still in such a big hole. This is it. This is it. You're going to see either...
We'll be here at the we'll be here at the office for that. So tune in. This video, amazing. It was in Africa. I think it was in Africa. A person is a couple actually. Look, were they skinny dipping?
Yeah, they were naked.
Skinny dipping in the pool. Crocodile slash alligator. Don't know really the difference. I think there is a difference though.
There is. I don't know it at all.
Major difference.
Not
I think
sure
one would laugh. One would be complimented and one would be insulted.
Like I know a saltwater crocodile is like way bigger than a gator.
I think a crocodile is like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then an alligator is like.
Mm. Okay. So I think this could have been an alligator. Whatever it was, you don't want to be swimming in a pool with it. The husband, the boyfriend, whoever it was, leaps out of the pool and lets the wife fend for herself as one of the founding members of Podfathers. What would happen to you if this move was?
When the chips are down, when there's an alligator in the pool, it's every man for himself. Every man, every woman, everything for themselves. Anybody who says otherwise, get out of here.
It was the Costanza with the fire. 100%. You get the fuck out of there. And that, he popped right out. Didn't care about anybody else.
You might think that you're going to grab your girl or kill the fucking alligator. When it happens to you, you're out of that pool. I guarantee it.
I think you've made a couple poor analogies today, Riggs, if we're being honest. Because the Costanza thing, I guess it was a girl, but he barely knew the chick.
Okay, but I mean, it's not you don't know this guy's married to the chick. It could just be a one-night fling. Let's go hop in the pool.
Trust me, if they're skinny dipping together, they're not married.
Yeah, fair point. I will say, I think human instinct takes over.
1,000%.
He almost played it right, though. It looked like he was getting back in the pool. Like, once you get out and the alligator's on the other side of the pool, you just jump back in. Like, oh, I'm coming.
Yeah. It's like when you catch a ball and then you dive for it sort of thing.
No, but let's flip it. Let's take the female perspective on it. And you know what?
You're never going to hear the end of it.
We have 1,000 females now in this office, so we can actually like
get Rhea. She's brand new to the show. She's brand new to the whole circus.
Is she here?
Yeah, she's right over there.
Rhea, you want to give us the take on this one? We're going to have to explain to you. You can bring your fucking burger over here.
Yeah, we're not going to hurt you.
Stuff your face with it. She hasn't seen the video, right? You haven't seen this video?
Well, we can explain it pretty quickly. Let's say you're skinny dipping in a pool with a dude, and an alligator, let's say 3 feet long.
Legitimate alligator
jumps in the pool, and he jumps out like, I'm out of here.
And lets you fend for yourself versus the alligator. Would you ever continue to date a guy who did that?
Absolutely not.
See,
I don't blame her for that.
That was too quick. It's like he just jumps right out. That's
right
it. I mean, the alligator, stuck in there, and skinny deep.
The alligator came in on a mission, too.
And the alligator started messing with him first. And then he got out of the pool, and she went.
What's he supposed to do?
The alligator went after her second, and she. I thought she was.
Well, I think it's kind of dumb that she didn't get out of the pool also. Like, why did she stay in?
She's like in the middle. He's by the side. He hops out. She's stuck.
No, I wouldn't talk to him again.
See, I think girls would.
He's an asshole. Like, no, let me keep talking
to him. Instinct. It's like, I don't know what the fuck happened. An alligator was in my fucking face, and I got the fuck out of there.
Every man for themselves. Get out of the pool.
I mean,
I actually don't blame you for saying you're not going to talk to him again. But like, what the fuck do you want this guy to do?
I feel like right now I would be like, oh no, I wouldn't talk to him again. But in this situation, in the heat of the moment, I'd be like, all right, it's okay, like. You were doing it for yourself.
Bottom line,
like,
gator jumps in your pool when you're skinny dipping. Bad fucking situation.
It's a bad
situation. Just really bad
situation.
I also
say, one of my things as a dude, which I've always, there's a shortcoming. Like, I always know I can get beat up. So if you're like with a girl and someone like bumps in and it's like, looks for you, it's like
you're
there's
on your
nothing
own,
you can do. It's like, I'm 5'10".
I don't fight. True,
if you want me to like mental.
Five and a half.
I'm fucking 5'10". If you want me to like mentally get into a verbal war and say really mean, quick things, I can. But if we start swinging,
that's it.
I'm in trouble.
Or, yeah, I don't think we're
like
those.
You're a girl and you get punched in the face, and you're with a guy and he can't punch the girl. This is the Long
Island coming out. This is Long Island coming out
in real life. Right.
Sometimes that stuff happens.
First of all, I don't trust generally any girl who's ever been in a fight. Like, been in a fight?
No, not.
Almost
like,
got one.
I was
going
to say,
it
almost went down.
No, but girls who are like, I got in a fight at a bar, it's like, well, you're like trash, I don't trust you.
Yeah, I would never fight someone, but like, say a girl came up to me and hit me. Like, I would never fight back, but it's like, if a guy's standing next to me, what is he supposed to
do? In a better situation, like, a big dude, like, grabs your ass at a bar and you're with a dude, then, like, what does the other dude do?
It's like, I'm sorry you got your ass grabbed, but, like, better luck next time at the bar.
You want me to get beat up for?
We're not fighting anybody. We're just kind of like...
Again,
we'll make fun of you. I'll tweet about you. Right. I'm not going to
fight
you,
wait until I get home. What's your Twitter handle?
Let me at you.
Because I am going to savage you mentally.
You tell your girl, you're like, I would have had that guy. I didn't see it. I totally missed it.
All right.
But either way, it's like when you're on the plane, you put the mask on first, then you save the other people. You got to get yourself out of them before you
alligator
get eaten by
an alligator. Is a weird scene. It was tough without seeing it, but...
And I would jump out before saving him also.
Totally.
So it's on the
human nature. Female or male is human nature.
So...
And chivalry is supposedly dead anyways. All right. Thank you, Rhea. Candy you, Rhea. Stalker. My flag. So we have this lady who steals the whole fucking bag of candy. My radar. And she had like a shopping bag, so it looked like maybe this is her gig. My radar is so far up on this being fake, and I'm going to tell you why. It looked like a gated entrance of some sort. Like, I could see you just walk by. It's like, ooh, candy. If you look at the back of the footage, this didn't look like someplace you just stumble upon, and there's no report on whether she was arrested. Having said that,
arrested?
What, you get arrested for grabbing a couple of Kit Kats?
You don't think you get arrested for that?
I don't think people are gonna go out of their way and like
you get arrested
in the
for
footage.
That. We read about it on the Daily Mail. You get arrested for that. If that's real, you get arrested for that. You can't just
I think
steal.
It's really unlikely that you would get arrested.
Just steal those Kit Kats.
I think 1,000% you get arrested for that. I think you're living in fantasy land if you don't think you get arrested for that move.
More importantly, we're
living in
has
a fucking society.
Who has a camera set up like that? Well, is it like a security thing?
I thought it was security. The other thing I'll say, though, and this would be such a Couch Clancy move. This would be
steal all the candy?
No. Oh. To not want to answer the doorbell and just leave it out in like a fucking lump like that.
Bro,
that is a shit move.
Not even that.
That is a shit move. Yeah. If you're not there to answer the door, steal the fucking candy.
I'll take it a step further. I'll put the sign out that's like, no candy, bro. Lights off, no candy. I'm out of here.
Go
to the next house.
The one reason I would say I don't think this is fake is because she put all of the candy in like very nonchalantly. And then she did like a little scurry away
she
at the end.
She boogied away.
Which was hilarious.
She boogied away.
She wanted to make sure she didn't drop anything, but then once it was in, she fucking took off.
So, and if it is real, by the way, and I have no factual basis, I don't have science to back this up, but I have my brain to back up, there is no chance this is a one-hit wonder. Like, you don't just rob one house of candy. So she's doing this everywhere. I'm a little leery on it. But
like
again,
Halloween candy costs what, like 99 cents, by the way? It's crazy to make this your thing.
But again, and by the way.
You're doing it for the thrill at that point.
Yeah, the
right?
thrill. Yeah. And nobody finishes all their Halloween candy. So if you keep doing that, you're going to like have just candy
forever
thrown away. I will say, last thing, if you do put that out, if you do that lazy man and you see it all the time, you deserve to get your fucking, not only your candy.
Egg and the whole nine.
And robbed.
It's got to cross your mind when you're putting it out there like, okay, somebody could just take this.
Yeah, and you deserve to be
and
robbed.
And there's not little shithead kids that go do that? Of course there are.
Yeah, but shithead kids, that's like, all right. Commercial break, but it's an audio one. This is brought to you by Oaks and Cokes, the Barstool Bar. Drink Oaks and Cokes tonight. Oaks and Cokes, let's see them everywhere for the game. Hold your Oaks and Cokes up in the air. That's a new thing I just made up. Back to the show. Jose Fernandez, been in the news. I've been traveling. I haven't fucking, this is why I drop the paper. I get my bald spot when they do that. That's a little thing I'm learning about. Jose Fernandez.
You got to wear the yarmulke.
Or a hat. Simple
or a hat.
Yeah.
Hat would work too.
Maybe better look than the yarmulke look. This has been bothering me. I heard it. I've heard it on the radio. Everyone's still kind of talking. Jose Fernandez. They're making it sound like the fact he was like drunk and on coke like changes the fact or something. It's like a big deal. Like, oh my God, Jose Fernandez is on coke. He was on his boat. It's a tragic accident. He was on his boat in Miami and got killed in a boating accident. Anybody who thought Jose Fernandez was sober or not doing something is a fucking idiot. And by the way, coke is not like, what's a really bad drug?
Heroin.
Heroin. It's like... Of course, he was fucking partying on a boat. It's tragic. It doesn't change anything. Anyone who's like, somewhat even bringing it up. I don't even know why it's a story. I thought it was assumed he was on coke when this happened.
That's what I thought. When it came out, I just breezed right through. I don't even think I clicked on it. I
was He's like, on yeah, a boat yeah, partying no, in Miami.
There's a Whatever. Difference, though. I don't really care, but I'm saying there's going to always be a difference of you're drunk versus you're on coke. If it just came out that he was intoxicated, of course, everyone knew that. But when he's on coke, people are going to freak out.
But you shouldn't.
Because we do the whole production and we do the T's and P's, and then it's like you're on coke, and right. Some people don't like that. But, so I can understand. But I don't care.
It's like Miami Vice.
Right. I mean, you're Jose Fernandez in Miami, you're going to do coke.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line
on a boat, partying on a boat in Miami, you're on coke 1,000% of the time, period. Yeah. I don't care if you've ever done coke. You just go on a boat, somehow coke ends up in your nose. That happens in Miami boats. That's the Miami boat scene from a guy who's never been a part of it.
You're stunned by this, you're an idiot. That's like, it's yes. You'd be a moron.
Right, and anyone talking about making it seem like a big story, we're trying to defuse the situation. I don't know if we did a good job. Tom Brady, this was a thing on WEEI. I don't have the exact quote for it. It's still a story. I think it brought up, obviously, the Jamie Collins thing, which people who don't like Belichick and are like, I'm hearing we have to win the Super Bowl this year. We have to win the Super Bowl every year, all right? Every fucking year we have to win the Super Bowl. It's no different. He always makes the right moves. Curious, though, Brady was basically somewhat quoted, being like, I wouldn't be surprised if I got traded by the end of my career. I think that's what he said, Feidelberg.
No. He
could understand something like that could happen, business. More of a Boston thing, obviously, but it is a story. It's probably the biggest story in the NFL, the Jamie Collins thing. I want to say this on the record. I do not think Brady will end his career as a New England Patriot. I've never thought that because I think Brady will play past his prime because that's just who he is, and Belichick's who he is. So for everyone who's going to – this blog, what are we in? What's today? November 2nd, 2016.
And nailed the year.
In November 2nd, 2019, when everybody's freaking out and getting my grill about this.
They'll probably be on the Jets.
I want to pull this November 2nd, 2016 blog up and say, I told you so. And Feidelberg's coming over. I don't know what this is.
I just want to say, you said this 3 years ago before the Super Bowl that he was probably not going to finish that contract out. So he's since got an extension.
He's playing.
You can't keep predicting it.
I don't know when he's. He may play. He may be at the top of his game, Jonathan, till he's 75. Like, I can't, he shows no sign of, he's a Superman. So I didn't expect him to still be the best, playing almost the best football of his career right now. So shame on me for doubting him. How old, well, he's my age. He's fucking 40 years old, basically.
I think he's 39.
So, well, I'm 39 too, so.
Great job.
I mean, what?
Nothing. Where's Jen?
Who?
Okay, we'll go on to the next subject. Last one, we got Riggs on, our political guy. A lot of ideas, by the way, for those who watch Barstool Idol. Of ideas of things we already do. That I notice a lot, like you guys should do politics. You guys should do sneakers. You should do man on the street. It's like, well, we do all of that.
Yeah, you guys should cover sports, but from the fans' perspective.
The one guy was like, I think a lot of people are into politics. You should do it in like a Barstool way.
Yeah.
And I was like.
I gave you a shout out there.
Yeah, you did.
I always got my guys back.
Appreciate sorta. That.
This political thing, I don't think we've talked about because it actually is pseudo the funniest thing going on right now in the universe that Anthony Weiner has weaseled his way back into the main part of the story.
Carlos Danger, Chuck.
It's tough because it came out Friday, late afternoon Friday. So I feel like it kind of, people haven't covered
it. Did you see
as
when
much.
Trump gave them a shout out?
Ah.
That
was incredible.
It was one of the all-time political.
Best thing that's ever happened to Trump was that. That
he
was
loves it. He's so, yeah. And he was like, shouting out himself for his tweets saying, you know, 2 years ago that this is all going to come back to Anthony Weiner. He's all pumped up about it.
When you really, it's one of those things you have to just sit back and think about that a guy named Anthony Weiner.
Carlos Danger.
Who is a notorious, like.
Dick pic addict.
Has become the most central, important figure in the most fucked up election. Like. I mean, you always write like Disney. You can't write this
can't
shit.
Script it.
Like,
you know that Hillary and Huma are sitting around like, The fact that he's married to Hillary's right-hand woman.
You can't script it.
You cannot script it.
It almost makes me think we're in the Matrix.
It's Truman Show.
It's not real. It isn't. Like, this couldn't be, like, we're right now.
Someone's pulling the string. Right. Like, someone's up there.
There's an eye in the sky on us.
Right. Like, the Matrix, like, already knows what I'm about to say next. Because this can't be real. Wiener.
Real Clear Politics had today the predicted Electoral College 273 to 265, which a week ago was like 300.
I've said all along.
It's going to be tight.
Really?
I've said all along Trump is going to win this. I've said it from day one.
Bro, there's no way Trump wins this.
We'll see. I've been right about basically everything I've ever said in my life.
I mean, Donald Trump's not going to win the election. He's not going to become president.
If he wins Florida and Ohio, it's going to be fucking tight coming down.
Speaking of, look at this segue. We are planning the most robust, electric fucking election coverage in the history of elections.
And nothing could go wrong.
Facebook Never. Live.
It will be up every time. There will not be a single feed that goes down.
It's going to be live. We're going to be throwing it all over the fucking country for live remotes. We'll be throwing it to my fucking dad in his living room. He doesn't even know he's involved in this podcast.
Throw it everywhere.
Is less than 50% of it going to go how we want it to go?
Yeah. Of course.
I would
10%
say
will go as we want it to go.
It is going to be,
in hindsight, one of the all-time, like, worst Barstool fears of our readers is like, oh my God, they're going to change. Like, somehow it's going to become this polished, well-run machine.
That charm is still here, baby.
Even this set,
stinks.
It's like we were this supposed to come
stinks.
Up with, like,
this show is not very good.
This elaborate fucking set.
It's three
and
chairs
on a hardwood
floor. You
could have easily done this anywhere.
It literally is like, what's in the office? Let's go get so these bad. Fucking things.
It's
nothing.
Hot as balls
millions,
under these fucking things.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Like
the internet. The internet doesn't work. We don't have cable.
Look at
and
this
it's just
set.
Three recliners in front of a camera.
Look at this fucking set.
It stinks.
Anyways, we will be bringing you live election coverage. We will be bringing you live Game 7 coverage. Live, even though it doesn't really work and it's slightly delayed. Anything for the post show?
Oh, man. Good luck to Danny Scoots.
Yeah, we want to talk about the Idol situation.
Let's recap.
What'd you think? How'd you think it went?
I thought there was actually a couple people that I thought it was going to be a disaster. Like nobody was going to be worth anything. And I thought there were some people who had some ideas and at least could kind of hold their own. So I was shocked.
It's weird because it's a format that doesn't translate necessarily
That's
in
what
any
I
way
was saying.
To what you do.
Who's your friend?
Your He's boy. Like, well, let me clarify on that. He hit me up like 2 days ago. I was like, hey, I got invited to this thing. So he did that all on his own. But Harvard guy, played Harvard lacrosse. Good dude. I've known him.
Is he funny?
Buddies. Yeah, he's very funny. He's a big stand-up guy.
You said. It's what I said to him. I thought he had a good presence. We're not a stand-up group.
He did have a good presence.
But we're much more interactive. So he could be funny. And
I think if you can do stand-up, it goes the other way.
I'm also going to say something that I fucking hate saying, and I fucking hate it with cross-eyed right there and fucking that kid.
The fuck?
When someone says they're from Harvard, I give them more respect than I should. I'm like, okay, this kid should be intelligent and like funny and witty, like the Conan O'Brien. I expect everyone at Harvard you wrote The Simpsons or something. So I hate that.
That's why? Of all people up in New England shouldn't give a fuck about that. I hate when
I'm
they
just
go
saying,
the other
I
direction.
Hate that I admit
when,
it.
When people are like, oh, I'm from like a small
okay,
school.
Okay, everybody hates
oh,
that.
Oh, I hate that.
Everybody like, just say it. Just fucking say it, man.
The worst.
Everybody hates that, but then everybody also does like, if we're looking to go somewhere to a new bar, they're like, where's it at, Riggs? I'm
you
like,
people.
I'm not sure. They're like, I thought you went to Harvard.
Why don't you just say
it's
you
like,
fucking
well,
went
fucking
to Harvard?
Never
people
been.
Like, where you go to school? I'm not like a little school in Michigan. I say, I fucking went to Michigan.
Because then everybody's reaction is like,
then you beat it, Riggs. You're like, I went to Harvard. Fuck you.
Like, have the answer, bro. You went to Harvard.
Not everybody's a cocksucker. Some what? People are just, like, nice people. Like,
no, but it makes you seem like a bigger cocksucker.
Yeah.
Like, when you're trying to hide it because you know it's coming. It's a whole chain of leading questions. I don't get involved in it because I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to play that game with you guys.
There's this mindset where it's, like, cooler if it comes out later, where they're like,
that's
oh,
what I'm saying.
Draw,
exactly.
My
exactly.
God.
That's my whole
that
point.
Makes
you think
me
I don't want to
take a gun and shoot you in
you
the face.
You already knew that, though. You knew that. That's why we did that.
Right, but it's like you
wait,
think
wait,
I
just
don't
know.
Are you
it.
Saying that
that's how they
you
do it.
Think it's cool when it comes out later
yes.
that you went to Harvard? Because I will break your neck on the spot.
Definitely.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
Absolutely.
Oh
there's
God.
Like, if you're talking to a couple chicks and it's like
that's
an hour
how they
into
do
the conversation.
I was just going
to
say that.
And they're like, wow, this guy's a really cool guy. Oh, he went to Harvard?
I can't begrudge anybody for trying to get laid that way. But in talking to
it's a no-brainer.
Because
if you lead with it, if you lead with it,
so where did you go to college? Where did you start?
Just a place in Cambridge.
Yeah.
And then Riggs probably goes further and like changes the chin, like, hey, any hockey on?
Yeah. How do you like them apples? These fucking Harvard guys.
You got to play the cards you got. I mean, I'm me, you know. What are you going to do?
You know what, Riggs? It's a fucking fair point.
You got to play the cards you've been dealt.
I mean, we're all doing it. Don't hate on me for it.
Different cards. That's fair. You play the cards you're dealt. Fair.
29.
All right. So you're almost a 30-year-old man. You're still going to talk about where you went to college?
Definitely.
But I get it. I get it.
Crowning achievement.
To get laid, for sure. But, like, do you, if I met you and started talking to you, you'd be like, I'm going to tell this dude I'm from Harvard because that'll be cool. Because
no,
I'll spit on your face.
No, I don't give a fuck if dudes know.
Got it. To get laid, for sure. Do whatever you say. Whatever.
I will say. Job interviews and to get laid. That's it.
Done.
I will say the Barstool Idol and what's open. And we didn't set up the original round of auditions. But it's what we could do. Because without it, we don't have Glenny Balls here. We don't have Rhea here. We're starting to accumulate talent through people who the fuck knows is walking through these doors. So I think there's a chance for some of those guys. And to their defense, that was...
very hard.
Nearly impossible set because we aren't stand-up.
You said it before we started. You were like, I'm a little fucking nervous.
Yeah.
And I felt the same way. It was a weird fucking situation.
And more to the point, Kay Marco killed the hosting and Rhea killed the comments. So it's like you never even know what the winner is going to be.
Yep. Agreed. Okay. That's the rundown. So tonight, Cubs baseball, Big Cat live or dead. I don't know who. I know I'm going to be here. I think PFT is coming in. I don't know who else is staying.
What's your prediction?
I think the
Indians.
I think the Indians. This is a real prediction. I think the Indians win this game like 3 or 4 to 1.
I think it's really. I think unders.
Because I think Kluber. I don't think Kluber's laying an egg.
I'm a big Cubs fan. Go Cubs, go.
Is that just to jinx him?
What was that?
No. I mean, I absolutely want the Tribe to win. I just feel like, particularly because I don't like other people being happy.
Okay, that's exactly why I want.
Right. I mean, like I wouldn't root for the Cardinals. I wouldn't root for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fair. Yeah. That's exactly how I've said this before. I almost enjoy and watch other people lose more than I do win.
I mean, that's all I got in my life. So I definitely enjoy that. But I don't think Kluber three like ace performances in a row is tough.
But he's an ace. Shout out to Karabas, by the way, who when we saw the Indians shove our dicks in our faces, basically I'm like, I think Kluber's going to be a big problem. And he laughed in my face and laughed how Kluber was so injured they'd have to wheelchair him out to the mound. I'm like, I don't think he's hurt, dude. And our baseball guy's like, trust me, he's fucking hurt. If he goes more than an inning in the entire playoffs, I'll resign. So shout out to Karabas. That's a fucking rundown.